President.
Try Mrs. Longworth now, please.
All right, sir. I have her now.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling so good. Never was a better campaign.
Well, you must have...
The way you did it, I can't tell you what fun.
I, as a matter of fact, when I was... I learned from Rose you'd called when we were in Florida. I said, well, when I get back, I'll give you a ring. I'm at Camp David now. I just met with Haig. He's back from Saigon. And that, incidentally, is going just right.
Going just right.
Yeah. It's as you can imagine, we had the wraps on those last two or three days, and they were charging. There was nothing going on, of course. But you can be sure it's all done.
Oh, perfectly sure of it anyway. But I can't tell you, it's been such fun, because our opposition is choked with fury.
Well, they must be. I bet.
I can't tell you, it's under a new word.
They must be dying because, you know, they all were right to the last. They were saying, oh, it's going to change, and the polls have come down. And now they're stuck with it, whether it's they're 61-38, all they can say is we didn't win the Congress. Well, that doesn't mean much these days.
That doesn't mean much. Not as things are going now. It's one of the most fantastic.
You must be getting a lot of reactions from people, your old friends.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah?
Really good time.
Yeah, really?
I'm mean as a hornet.
That's great.
I try and keep my cool.
Yeah, of course.
I nearly didn't in the campaign. There were moments when I thought, but then nobody needed me. If I was ever needed, I was there.
Of course. Yeah.
And I kept saying...
Well, you know, they talk about... They talk about tactics and all the Watergate and all that, but have you ever heard, a president attacked as roughly as we got, as the Shriver McGovern people took us on? I mean, the names that they call, I look back to the time that, you know, your father was in, and they talked pretty rough in those days.
Pretty rough.
But they used a term like a rat or something like that, but my God, the world murderer. And as a matter of fact, Taft used the rat on himself, and he said, even a rat when cornered will fight.
Poor William Howard, even a rat when cornered will fight.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
Yes, but we behaved very badly. We did. The Boer Mooses, we behaved dreadfully.
Yeah, well.
We were dreadful, but never mind.
That language was nothing compared to what they used, though.
Oh, but dear Mr. President, how nice to call you. I nearly wrote you a note calling you Dear Dick because it was between time.
Well, of course.
Between a nomination and election.
Right.
I retreat now right to Mr. President.
Right.
And dear Pat, she's doing such a good job.
Yes. Well, actually, you know, they I really was proud of the family, Pat and Julie and Tricia. They banged around at 30 states.
Oh, I think it is. But of course, when I consider as I've told the people about me, my mother and I were put behind a screen door in the drawing room and been allowed to listen, but they couldn't be seen. When my father was nominated for vice president.
For vice president, right.
Oh, and the rest of the time. Once I did dedicate a bridge or something.
Right.
Before he went out. And that is considered iconoclastic.
Of course. Boy, how times have changed.
Well, I ache to see you. Let me know sometime when you and Pat are around.
We'll do it, but and you're in good spirits, obviously.
Well, I'm slightly good spirits. I'm rather old.
Oh, well, so am I. Did you realize that I will reach the magic age of 60 on January the 9th?
January 9th, 60.
And that is really old. For this office, you know.
Yes, that's
for this office.
Yes.
I was reading a biography of your of T.R.
Yeah.
And he died when he was 60, didn't he?
I know.
Didn't he?
Just a little bit over 60.
Remember, he was because he left the presidency when he was only 52.
He was only 52 and he left the presidency. And he just managed to get there about 2 months earlier than John Kennedy did.
Right. Well, one thing I think we really must appreciate, you know, when you stop to think after all of the abuse we took, that we not only got 49 states, and Julie, who went to Smith, said, well, if we had to lose one, I'm glad it was Massachusetts, because they treat them pretty rough up there.
Yes.
But anyway, you get the point.
Oh, no.
But we also, as it turned out, you know, we had the biggest numerical margin, and also the biggest... Yes. Oh, yes, the biggest numerical margin, and also the biggest... the biggest percentage spread. It was bigger than the. You see,
they're very pleasing figures. I've gone through them all with many chuckles.
Yeah.
tutors and tutors. Oh, what fun. And now there's no word to use still.
Yeah, we are going to try the Vietnam thing, as I said. When the story comes out, I think you'll think we look pretty good, because I knew 3 days before that we were going to go forward with everything, you know.
You did, really?
Of course, but I couldn't say it.
No, of course.
Because, you know, you didn't want to blow it.
Oh, no.
But it's all right, it's all right. I figured that,
Henry.
And I knew we were going to take heat for it, but it was a little rough to have them saying that the whole damn thing was a hoax.
Wasn't it?
Well, you know, and to have some of our brethren in the press play it that way, like Peter Lissigar, people like that.
No.
A little bit shocking. Well, all right.
I don't know what it is, but see you. I do hope I'll see you soon.
Yes, we will. We'll get together and we'll have a little.
Let me know.
We'll have a little fun with some good reactionaries, if you don't mind.
No reactionaries.
Good.
And let me know when I can come down and see Pat.
Great. I'll do it.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.